Hello, my name is Tony Reid. Welcome to GAY, a radio programme for LGBTI people and their friends on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM and other access radio stations around New Zealand. This month, I am presenting an introduction to Canda and Ebb. Have you heard of them? Lots of people say they haven't, but they will all know musicals that they have written. John Canda and Fred Ebb are not recognised like Gilbert and Sullivan or Rodgers and Hammerstein, but they wrote some of the most significant musicals of post-war years. Fred Ebb died 20 years ago, but John Canda is still going strong at 98. In 2023, I actually did a programme on them in Afternoon Delights. And I'll quote from for the opening to my presentation on that. They matched each other well, established a musical style of deceptively sophisticated harmonic progression with accessible lyrics and melodies. What best defines their voice is the contradictory nature of their collaboration. The composer and lyricist have strikingly different artistic temperaments, the former demonstrably sentimental, the latter campy and cynical. That's a quote in their Wikipedia article. This combination explains much about the success of their most famous musical, and it didn't come as a surprise when I discovered that they are both gay, are and were. Because they are clearly very close, it was assumed that they were a couple. But as John Canda, who has a long-standing relationship himself with another man that goes back to 1977, has stated, that Ebb was his 40-year partner in creativity, but never in domesticity, much less romance. Their first Broadway show, after they were introduced to each other by their mutual publishers, their first Broadway show was called Flora the Red Menace in 1965. And it wasn't a big hit, despite winning its star, a 19-year-old Liza Minnelli, a Tony Award. But only a year later came Cabaret, now recognised not only as their masterpiece, but as one of the greatest musicals ever, if only because it has given birth to so many revivals that have substantially reinterpreted it for contemporary audiences, showing in the process that its central message remains relevant to each new generation. The original Broadway production was a reasonable success, with a little over 1,000 performances and a number of Tony wins. The London West End production a year later was not a great success at all, and the critics hated it. By the way, Sweeney Todd was another initial failure in London, and it's probably had even more revivals there than Cabaret as a result. The Poms can be a little slow to pick things up, but they get there in the end. Both productions starred an actress rather than a singer in the starring role of Sally Bowles. This meant that Liza, who auditioned for the role, failed to get it on Broadway. The choice clearly follows the character created by Christopher Isherwood in the original stories, but it did not attract the approval of the critics. This was particularly so in London, where a young actress already known for her Shakespearean roles, Judi Dench, got the part. The critics hated her. What have they done to our Judi? Whilst John Canda still says she was the best Sally Bowles so far, according to him. Judge for yourself. Here she is on the original cast recording, singing Sally Bowles' first number, Don't Tell Mama.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, and now the Kit Kat Club is proud to present the Toast of Mayfair, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
Mama thinks I'm living in a convent, a secluded little convent. in the southern part of France. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I'm working in a nightclub in a pair of lacy pants. So, please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Give a working girl a chance. Hush up, don't tell mama. Shush up, don't tell mama. Don't tell mama. Whatever you do, if you had a secret, you bet I could keep it. I would never tell on you. I'm breaking every promise that I gave her. So won't you kindly do a girl a great big favor? And please, my sweet potato, keep this from the mater, though my dance is not against the law. You can tell my papa that's all right, 'cause he comes in here every night, but don't tell mama what you saw.
Mama sings a monotone of Europe, pays a couple of my school chums and a lady chaperone. Mama doesn't even have an inkling, says I left them all in Antwerp and I'm touring on my own. So please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion.
Just leave well enough alone.
Hush up,
don't tell mama.
Shush up,
don't tell mama.
Don't tell mama. Whatever you do,
if you had a secret, you bet I could keep it.
I would never tell on you. See my mummy. Mum's the word.
I'm sure that you agree that this is still recognisably Judi Dench. Of course, she has since been in a number of musicals, and her version of Send in the Clowns from Sondheim's Little Night Music is famous. Probably because it was written for another actress who couldn't sing. The other role of interest is, of course, the MC. Hal Prince, the original Broadway director, had the idea of a figure relating directly to the audience, who could also act as a metaphor for the soul of Germany as the Nazis rose to power. Originally, the role was seen as a secondary one, but the first MC changed all that. Joel Grey, still with us as a sprightly 92-year-old, made the part his own. Let's hear him from the Broadway cast album singing The Money Song. This was replaced in the film and thereafter by Money Makes the World Go Around, a duet with Sally. But originally it's just a song for the MC.
My father needs money, my uncle needs money, my mother is thin as a reed. But me, I'm sitting pretty, I've got all the money I need. My My dearest friend Fritz, he is out of his wits. He asks for starving children to feed. But me, I'm sitting pretty. I've got all the money I need. I know my little cousin Eric is as credit as hysterical, and also cousin Emma and upon his mother's Emma, and my sister and my brother talk to Hawking one another too. But I've got some talents which build up my balance, so even my bankers agree that me, I'm sitting pretty. I've got all the money I need. My little cousin Eric is as credit as hysterical, and also cousin Emma and upon his mother's Emma, and my sister and my brother talk to Hawking one another too. But I'm not a nincompoop, I've got an income you put in the bank to our crew. Yes, me, I'm sitting pretty. Life is pretty sitting with, pretty sitting with, pretty sitting with you.
Joel Grey was the only actor from the stage production to appear in the highly successful movie, and even that was apparently initially opposed by the film's director, Bob Fosse. In the movie, he developed the role further. Everything else changed, though, in the film, with several new musical numbers, some replacing the original from the stage version, but other characters' roles were reduced or even removed to create a film for Liza Minnelli. Apparently, Kander and Ebb saw a preview of the movie. At the end, they said, "It's not cabaret," and were disappointed. Later, they saw it with an audience, and we realised it wasn't cabaret, but it was an extraordinary film. Nowadays, if you only know the film and go to see a stage production, you can therefore be rather confused. Fortunately, there have been so many revivals that lots of people have also seen cabaret on the stage, and many of the revivals have been very different from each other as well. The most famous, which ruled the roost for 20 years, started in the Donmar Warehouse in London in 1993, starring Alan Cumming as a very different MC from Joel Grey. His role was highly sexualised, and the dramatic ending is emphasised. In the final scene, for example, the MC removes his outer clothes to reveal a striped uniform of the type worn by the internees in concentration camps. On it are pinned a yellow badge, Jews, a red star, communists, and a pink triangle, homosexuals. Very dramatic and very effective. This production appeared on Broadway in 1998, with the MC now the main star, along with Sally Bowles. This production by Sam Mendes itself was revived in 2014, again with Cumming. It also then toured the US in 2016 with Randy Harrison, famous as Justin in the US version of Queer as Folk, as the MC, and you can see him on YouTube, some musical numbers and a number of interviews. Musical numbers were added during these productions, particularly from the film, for example, Mein Herr, and Maybe This Time, but also from elsewhere. One of their earliest songs, introduced in 1963 by a very young Barbara Streisand, has been added to most revivals since 1987 and is an extra number for the MC. I Don't Care Much gives the MC a ballad for once, and a recent performance in the latest revival by Adam Lambert in his Broadway debut has caused quite a stir. Here he is.
Don't care much, go or stay. I don't care very much either way. Hearts grow Windy street, lips grow cold with a rent to meet. Oh, if you kiss me, if we touch.
Yet another very different revival started, again in London, in 2021, with Eddie Redmayne and Jesse Buckley. The theatre was changed into the Kit Kat Club, and audience members can sometimes intermingle with the cast. This revival is still running 4 years later, having learnt the art well of renewing itself with regular changes of cast. So, of course, the fans have to go again to see the new MC, etc. Lots of Olivier Awards occurred, and in 2024, the production moved to Broadway. Again, initially starring Eddie Redmayne, Adam Lambert was the first replacement as MC in this production. It has just closed in New York after 18 months. The concept was not so popular there, and loyalty to the Mendes production was still strong. Conservatism has even ruled on Broadway. But John Kander has the view typical of so many creators. When I see a production of Cabaret that's a brand new take on it and it works, it makes me really happy. Of course, Kander and Ibb's careers did not end with Cabaret. Chicago has been another big hit. It was slow to take off in the original Broadway run in 1975. When it was only moderately successful. The director, Bob Fosse again, tried for a film but phased. But the 1990s produced a revival on Broadway and in London which for some reason caught on. This time there was also a film. The West End production ran for only 16 years, but Broadway is still going strong after nearly 30. John Kander seems less impressed with that and can't really understand it. The Kiss of the Spider Woman with Chita Rivera, another Kander and Ebb regular, was also a moderate hit and has recently been made into a film, which we haven't seen here yet, but presumably will soon. In 1977, Kander and Ebb were asked to write a few songs for a movie called New York, New York, directed by Martin Scorsese and starring Robert De Niro and Liza Minnelli. The title song has become their most famous piece, now New York City's theme song. It was inevitably popularised by Frank Sinatra, but of course John Kander prefers the original since who it was written for, Liza, of course. Fred Ebb died in 2004. He and John Kander had been considering a stage show of New York, New York based on the movie, and Kander set off to complete that intention. It took him a long time, mostly because he needed to find a new librettist. New York, New York finally appeared on Broadway in 2023. It loosely followed the plot of the movie and kept its songs. Some older Kander and Ebb songs were again raided and added, and they added in new songs. They were introduced with words by Lin-Manuel Miranda. The plot is again all about New York as a city of immigrants, the great melting pot. Unfortunately, despite a lot of publicity, the stage musical was not a great success. According to Wikipedia, a commercial disappointment with only 110 performances. There is at least a cast album for your enjoyment. At 98, John Kander is still going strong and probably still writing songs. So let's conclude with that song, Song of Course by Liza, on this recording from a Carnegie Hall concert in the 1980s. You may think her performance a little over the top. I would not dare to comment.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little towns are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.